Moncrief on News Talk.
Ewan Valentine owns a Honda Civic car. He owns it so much that, without realising, he paid for it twice. When it was stolen, he bought a similar car, which turned out to be his original car. Ewan, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How's it going?
When the car was first stolen, did the police hold out much hope for it to be able to retrieve it?
No, it was pretty much like... Yeah, I was told it was highly unlikely I was getting it back, and you know, they'd look into it. But after a few days, the case was closed because there was no leads. It essentially just disappeared into the night, and that was that, really.
Okay, are they easy to break into, those cards, or did you leave it unlocked or something?
It's increasingly getting easier and easier for car thieves because of the keyless entry system. So they stand outside your house with what looks like a giant coat hanger, and then the next thing, your door's open.
Oh. So
they've gone in like 2 minutes, basically.
Yeah. So essentially, you started looking because you really love that car, so you were looking for a replacement. And when you saw one online, this wasn't, you know, some dodgy guy in a back street selling it. This was a reputable dealer.
Yeah, like a really good looking sort of garage, really good reviews online, you know, well established. No reason to you know, be suspicious, basically.
Yeah. Was it a really good deal?
It was pretty good because the mileage was like really low compared to my stolen one, which turned out to be not the case. But it looked good.
Yeah. And so when you went to see the car... Were there any aspects to it that weren't the same as your own car, or were you stuck at that point like, wow, this is exactly like my old one?
Yeah, it was uncannily sort of similar, and there were like a couple of scratches, and I was sort of thinking at the time like, oh, hang on, mine had a scratch there. But then I was thinking, you know, if anyone's driven slightly too close to a hedge, it's the kind of place where you'd expect, you know, a scratch. So I kind of glossed over that a little bit in the head because I was so desperate for the car. Mm. And kind of convinced myself like, no, it can't be. It's not possible. You know, they wouldn't sell it 80 miles down the road. You know, the mileage is different, and it didn't occur to me that that's still very easy to change. There were a little... indications, but it's been a little bit delusional, I think.
So what was the first clue? When did you first start to think, oh my god, this might be the car?
So I'd driven it all the way back home, and I was in like a Halfords car park because I just bought like a steering wheel lock, and I had like a weird feeling the whole way home, and then there's like a space for like a spare wheel in the boot, and I just had a weird urge to check under there. And I saw like a tent peg and some like Christmas tree pine needles, which was the same in my car. And I thought, that's a little bit weird. Mm. But like about a year ago, I'd smashed a bottle of beer in the boot, and I could never quite get rid of the smell. So I was there in this car park sort of sniffing around this boot. And then sure enough, I could smell like stale beer in one of the corners. So at that point I started thinking, oh my god. So I was sort of driving it back home, and I was thinking, well, how can I kind of prove this? You know, surely there's something I can look at or check to know for sure. And I thought to check in the sat nav history. And I was actually driving when I sort of opened that, and then sure enough, I see my address, my parents' address, my partner's parents' address. I nearly crashed, to be honest, because it was just like
so you presumably contacted the garage and said, I have a question for you. Were they able to provide an explanation as to how they had it?
Well, no, because it was a police matter at this point. The first thing I did was call the police and the insurance company. So of course they were like, okay, don't approach the garage. Let us kind of look into all of this before you do that. So, but we had to find like more conclusive evidence as well. so the police got it in the local Honda garage, and you know, they had it like hooked up to laptops and stuff, trying to find the original VIN numbers, because they'd changed all the VIN numbers and they'd done like a really convincing job. If it wasn't my car and someone else bought it, it would have been the perfect crime. But the original key with me, and one of the Honda technicians, I forgot there was a physical key still inside it. I don't know why, it just slipped my mind. And he just pulled that out, put that straight in the barrel, and yes, just straight away unlocks the door. So yeah, gosh, we had all the proof.
The car is evidence then. So do you have the car?
I had it for a couple of days, but I was told strictly to not drive it because it was now uninsurable. And then, yeah, a lorry took it away a couple of days later to police forensics. And yeah, it was stuck in a compound for like 5 weeks. And I've finally got it back, but it's now off to be to try and put it all back right again, because I can't get insurance on it in its current state, and you know, there's no reg plates on it anymore or anything like that. So hopefully I'll get it back. But it's been months now. So,
and you've had no car in the meantime, I assume.
So we've got my partner's car still, which was the first car I ever bought, but it's not as fun of a car to drive. So I've not done a lot of driving lately.
Ewan, I hope you get the car back soon. That was Ewan Valentine there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.